Now, it is 117 days today since the general election, and of course a government has yet to be formed. But while there is growing public and political frustration at the delay, some potentially significant steps are finally taking place, however slowly. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens are believed to be close to drawing up a draft programme for government, which, if they can get it over the line with their party members, could be given, if they can get it over the line between themselves, could be given to the wider party membership to consider. And the fourth leg of the long-referenced coalition stool, the independents, are now being spoken to, if not quite spoken with. Policy and spending initiatives rather than ministerial seats are rumoured to be on the table. Our reporter Fiacra O'Kiani has the details. Very good morning, Fiacra. Now, first of all, the talks between the three parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens, where are we now in relation to those?
Yes. Morning, Brian. Well, as you said, some progress is finally being made, but that doesn't mean we're forming a government just yet. Divisive issues remain to be agreed and include agriculture, the 7% emissions reduction target, which is so important for the Greens, transport and repaying state debt, the latter of which was referenced by Leo Varadkar in an email to TDs last night. A draft programme for government could be ready by next week and a new government could be formed by the end of June. But previous deadlines have, of course, been broken. Talks are also, as you said, taking place with three independent groups between now and the weekend, but they are not as simple as first thought, with limited support from opposition rather than ministerial positions on offer.
So these independents that, if you like, are coming more into focus now, who are they? Who's involved in this?
Sure. Well, there are three independent groups. There are the eight TD regional independents, the six TD rural independents, and the three TD independent group. These groups first met with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in March, but they have basically been ignored until now. The independent group met Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan yesterday. The regional independents will meet the same leaders today, but the rural independents, and they are not too happy with this, they have to wait until Monday.
So what are they saying to the parties, and what are the parties saying to them?
Well, I've spoken with 14 independents in the past day, and they say while they're open to talks, they are unhappy with the lack of detail and the limited deals that appear to be on offer from the parties. The regional independents will meet the three party leaders this afternoon. As we'll hear now, that group's convener, Dennis Nocton, told me his group members won't be picked off if side deals are put forward by the parties.
So can we hear Dennis Nocton? Have we got that?
Close to 100 days ago, we contacted the three main parties. We said we'd make ourselves available to engage in talks on a programme for government. We now have been invited in by the three party leaders later today, and we'll hear what they have to say. What we'd like to hear is an update on the progress today, on their discussions on the programme for government. I think the public needs to hear that progress has been made and that we're nearer to the formation of a government. Over 3 months ago, we decided to work together as a group of eight independent TDs, and we've been working quite closely together over that period of time. But very much the ball is in the court of the three party leaders, and look, we're open to hear what they have to say to us.
Now, Dennis's view, people won't be picked off. It's not shared by all of his colleagues, a number of whom have privately told me that they may in fact be open to individual deals from the parties. But while interest in only some TDs is a problem for the regional independents, the problem for the second independent group, the rural independents, is, as organiser Matty McGrath told me last night, no interest at all.
Well, we had talks initially with them, but since they started talking with the Greens and Fianna Fáil, they haven't even wanted to look sideways at us. So I feel a bit frustrated, and I'm sure my colleagues in the rural independents, you know, we're willing and ready to talk, but we're not being engaged with. And I think it's high past time that they either started their programme for government, give us a look at it, or ask us what we think of it, or else just, I don't know, desist from the process altogether, because it's farcical at this stage. I had some contact yesterday with the Green Party Secretary, our member of staff, who contacted me on behalf of the government. So we wanted to meet either this evening in Dublin late or tomorrow, or indeed Friday, Saturday or Sunday. And we're being told that we're not wanted until Monday. Are they trying to pick people off from groups and get them on board? I don't know, but something very funny about what's going on.
Matty's concern there's something very funny going on is shared by the third independent group, which met with party leaders yesterday and were less than impressed by what they heard. Group member Michael McNamara told me he is none the wiser about what a new government would involve.
I'm no wiser as to what's going to be in the programme for government. I mean, I submitted a document highlighting my priorities, but that was immediately after the election. I mean, that seems like a different world now. We were told that elements of what we proposed might be contained in the programme for government, but really we're no wiser as to what will be in the programme for government and what won't, and whether it'll be a detailed document or whether it'll be a sort of a cursory aspirational document. We need to be very clear about what would be expected of independence by a government, whether it would be to be sort of subject to the government whip and all votes, or whether it would be a confidence and supply type arrangement, or what exactly would be required.
The frustration from a number of independents is because the independent group last night were offered an arm's length support from opposition deal rather than a full coalition membership. That deal is similar to what was offered to the late Kerry TD Jackie Healy-Rae and former Wicklow TD Mildred Fox in the 1990s and 2000s. The TDs, Mildred Fox and Jackie Healy-Rae, were given at the time direct access to ministers, specific narrow sweeteners for their constituencies and other favoured treatment. So infamously, roads for Kerry in Mr Healy-Rae's case. Those deals in 2020 could work for independents, but some of those independents in 2020 may have a problem with not being ministers or formally in power.
Right, so where does all this leave us? Where are we at?
Well, it leaves us in two places, really. In terms of the parties themselves, they're slowly moving towards a draft programme for government and may have a deal next week, although expect a few more bumps in the road between now and then. Separately, the independents look destined to face a fait accompli to sign up to a deal to support government from opposition only. This is likely because, unlike in 2016 with the Independent Alliance, in 2020 the three political parties have enough TDs to form a government without the independents, meaning the independents do not have the balance of power. It's not exactly what many independents will have been hoping for over the past 117 days since the general election, but the structure at least of a potential new government, if one is to be formed, is at least finally taking shape.
Fiacre O'Connor, thank you very much indeed for that.